It's the Pittsburgh Tech Report, a weekly snapshot of technology trends, newsmakers, and research in our region. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA. In tech headlines, the University of Pittsburgh has received a $1.5 million grant to work with the U.S. Department of Defense. Researchers from the School of Engineering will investigate a new approach for detecting and destroying chemical warfare agents and toxic industrial chemicals. Forget the Zika virus. Several Olympians and visitors in Rio are more concerned about not being able to play the mobile gaming app Pokemon Go. The wildly popular game is being downloaded and played in more than 30 countries, but not Brazil. The maker of the app is reportedly working to release it in Rio sometime during the games. This week, the Tech Report takes a look at how new innovation could change the way you shave.
So this is a totally different razor, and nowhere on earth does it exist.
Tired of the dreaded 5 o'clock shadow, Adam Hahn began thinking of ways to battle razor bumps while also getting a closer shave.
This product idea just came to my mind, and it didn't exist.
Now, 2 years later, he's the CEO and founder of a new startup called Leaf Shave.
So being a mechanical engineer, I thought to myself, hey, I could design something like this.
Hahn is no stranger to product development. His former company specialized in creating robotic-assisted surgical instruments, and it sold this year to a national corporation.
For the past 10 years, I worked at another local Pittsburgh startup called Blue Belt Technologies. I was an early employee there, and I was the sole mechanical engineer there for quite a while.
Now he's taking on the shaving industry with a cutting-edge approach inspired by his own personal experience.
I'm kind of cursed with a genetic double whammy in that I have my facial hair grows in kind of asymmetric, and it doesn't look that good when it grows in. But then on top of that, it's also very thick and coarse.
So he set out to create a razor with a pivoting head, but he also wanted it to use really inexpensive disposable blades, the kind you can buy at any drugstore. They're around $10 for 100.
We made prototypes, we started shaving with them, and honestly, it was the best shave that I had ever gotten. It kind of solved my problem for me.
So when you were working on that first prototype, did you cut yourself a lot? I mean, were you literally putting your blood, sweat, and tears into this?
Literally, yes. It's definitely a trial and error process. And I can honestly tell you there were some times where, you know, I would just come out of the bathroom and my wife would look at me and just say, I guess that one didn't work. And I said, no, it didn't.
Hahn created a total of 6 prototypes before arriving at his final design. Co-founder and marketing director Adam Simone got to try some of the earliest models.
And I believe the first version that I shaved with was an all-plastic version that we had made. And it looked like this translucent monster with these blades sticking out. And I'm like, I don't know about this. But then you try it, and it's just really comfortable.
Simone says this razor is perfect for anyone with sensitive skin because it's adjustable. Each blade is held into place with a magnetic cartridge, so you can easily add or remove blades.
I shave with 3 with the grain, and then I take the most aggressive blade out and shave against the grain with 2.
Leaf Shave launched a Kickstarter campaign last month, and within 2 weeks, it reached 99% of the fundraising goal to begin production. The first batch will be ready by spring. They're already taking pre-orders. That's this week's Pittsburgh Tech Report. I'm Melinda Roeder for 90.5 WESA.
Pittsburgh Tech Report is supported by Ansys, developing engineering simulation software for clients worldwide since 1970.